Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move out. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. We top golf coast to coast across America and around the world on the American Forces Network. This is Tee to Green, the golf show, a special edition of Tee to Green coming to you live from the 2015 Howard W. Messini Mile High Long Drive Championship. Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenhoff from Park Hill Golf Course in Denver. It's a three-day event. It began Friday. It's wrapping up today with open competition. It's double elimination. The big hitters going head-to-head for the $6,500 top prize. Jeff Gavin's already a winner in this event. He won the senior competition, and we'll be talking to him this hour where they will run down all the scores for you and see where people stand as they are in the open competition right now, and as I said, double elimination, whittling it down to the top two will go head-to-head for the first prize and the championship. It's Power Golf at 5,280 feet, the ultimate display of Power Golf. Long drivers from all over the world taking center stage this weekend in the Mile High City here at the Park Hill Golf Course, and we've got it for you today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
And if you missed something from today's show, find it at iHeartRadio Talk, iHeartRadio.com/talk. Jay and Jerry from the 7th Annual Howard Messini Mile High Long Drive Championship in Denver, and we will continue after this on American Forces Radio and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. You found it. Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff on the road this weekend. We've moved north to the city of Denver, Colorado, just a little over an hour north of our regular home in Colorado Springs and the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs for the 2015 Howard W. Massini Mile High Long Drive Shootout. It's the seventh annual, and this is the sixth time that we've taken Tee to Green on the road here to the Howard W. Massini Mile High Shootout at the Parkville Golf Course in Northeast Denver, the fourth year that the shootout is here at Park Hill. And a beautiful day. There was some overnight rain that could affect some of the distances today. But, Jerry, it's always fun to come up and watch these guys and girls and gals pound the ball at altitude.
Yeah, and they were ripping it on Friday. Jeff Gavin, who won the Open title here a couple years ago, he's qualified for senior age now, won the senior competition at 456 yards on Friday.
456.
And he only won by four.
Wow.
The guy finished second, hit at 452 and didn't win. That's busting it.
Yeah, 456 is really good.
How many hits does it take you to hit at 456 yards? Two or three,
at least
depending?
Probably three. Yeah. Depending on what kind of day I'm having. But that's what it is. It's all about the power golf. Power golf at 5,280 feet, as we like to call it. On the show today, we're going to check in with T.J. O'Claire. In the middle of the show, he's out of the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits. Get his thoughts on what's going on there. Derek Hines, the organizer of the Mile High Long Drive Championship, will join us later. But our first guest is right here, right now with us. As I mentioned in the open, she was the 2013 Women's World Long Drive Champion. Heather Longknocker LeMaster is with us. And I got to say, we've had a lot of people in person that we've talked to through the years of doing Tee to Green, but no one's looked better or smelled better than Heather right here. Hi, Heather.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thank you for having me early before we start hitting golf balls and getting a little hotter and sweatier here up in Denver.
We've been coming here a few years. Your first time here?
Well, this is my first time here. First time. It's awesome. I love hitting a golf ball up here in altitude. I'm from Sacramento, California. So I do a little traveling here and there, and this was my first experience here up at altitude. And, man, hitting a golf ball up here, there's nothing like it.
Normally, when the pros come up here, they always figure 10% further. Is that what you're kind of – do you have a number in mind that you want to spend it out there today?
You know, I think – well, distance-wise, I think it's got to be more than 10%, but I'm from sea level, so when we get into anything over 500 feet, we can change. But, I think if I were to guess a good golf ball for me today, getting hit, it's going to be over 340.
How did you get into long drive, and how long have you been doing this?
Well, good question. That's kind of a long story, but I'll make it short. So I played as a youth. I started really small at 4 years old, and loved it, got lessons. It was competitive, and which just meant that I hit golf balls on a horse pasture, and I got the itch, and my mom trained me, and my grandma trained me, and pretty soon I was like, well, you know, I don't think I want to golf. I'm going to ride horses, and I couldn't make up my mind, so I did both for a little while, and then by the time high school rolled around, my coach was kind of cute, so I started playing a little bit more competitively in high school and then onto a full-ride scholarship at Sacramento State, and we won our conference in 2007. I turned pro in 2009, and took it very seriously. I trained with a couple really great coaches, Tommy Morton, Butch Harmon, and Matt Kilgariff out of the Harmon School in Las Vegas, which was fun. It was a lot of trips back and forth to Las Vegas. I wasn't actually living there, so I was up there three to four times a month for several days at a time, and I loved it. I was a great player, but I just wasn't passionate like I am now. So I think that gives me an edge now. But I got into long drive just because I'm more passionate now and more focused now than I used to be. So I guess I can play better. I don't know. There's a whole growth period that I'm going to block out.
When you played golf, did you hit the ball well from the tee, from the get-go, or is this something you had to learn and develop this particular skill for long drive competition?
Both. I mean, as a golfer, you're long, and I was long, and I played with the boys, and you know, I tried to keep up with them because I didn't like getting beat, and I think that was part of my easy in into the long drive. But then to actually train for long drive, I learned how to hit it far by, you know, getting a personal coach and taking lessons from a swing coach that specialized in distance. And now as a personal, I'm sorry, not a personal coach, but I'm a playing instructor, level B PGA instructor. I'm trying to teach my students how to hit it harder because you always see somebody to hit it well. There's techniques you're supposed to do, but if you're supposed to hit it far, you've just kind of got to swing into it and let it go. And here in long drive, we get six balls, and 2.5 minutes is typically the amount of time we get to do that. So it's plenty of time, and we get to jump off of our feet and grunt and, like, scream after our golf balls and just have a little bit more fun. It's less traditional. And so I try to encourage new people to just swing at it and see what happens.
Most of the guys that are in this long drive field, if you will, use drivers for this that are anywhere from 2 to 4 inches longer than a standard driver. Do you do that too when you're in competition?
True. Yeah, so I won in 2013 the world title with a 2X 50-inch 6-degree driver.
50 inches.
So that's the absolute max the LDA, which is the Long Drivers of America, can actually hit and use in competition. It used to be 55 inches, and that was way before my era. And it's just been it's been fun to learn how to hit something that much longer. But at the same time, being a good golfer has helped me keep that long driver in control. I would say it's very difficult to just pick it up and hit it.
Because you have to be long and you have to be straight in the long drive competition. You got to keep it in the grid, which is like 60 yards.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now, actually. It looks like a 60-yard grid and starts at 300. So, gosh, I hope I get it there.
I'm sure you will. We're with Heather Longknocker LeMaster, the 2013 Women's World Long Drive Champion. How far did you hit it when you won the Worlds?
One Worlds at 306 yards, and four of us qualified over 330 yards and at the Mesquite Sports Complex just outside Las Vegas.
So for women's competition, what's a good drive? What do you consider?
Women's long drive competition, 330 yards is a huge goal. There's not a lot of women that can hit it that far. Now, I know our world records are a little bit higher, and my personal bests are much higher. But to do it in competition when that adrenaline's running and you have, you know, 10 different countries sitting in the stage behind you and everyone's rooting for you, and that adrenaline and that support and that passion gets out there, and you try to tee up a golf ball, it's tilting on your tee, and then you got to make contact. And it's a lot.
What's your personal best?
386 yards is how I hit today.
Oh, Jerry just fell out of his chair.
Just about, yeah. You talk about the adrenaline, and this probably carries over with all sports. You've got the adrenaline, but to be a good competitor, you have to find a way to channel that and use it properly, don't you?
You do. And I have actually worked with a couple people who've helped me kind of, I don't know the word, but, like, focus myself, and right before I tee off, and, man, it's hard with that music going and the people crowd, you know, everyone's cheering. It's not your traditional golfer. It's like, shock, quiet. No, I'm outside my think box, and that's a good way to, you know, good way to try to get recentered is by using a think box. But there's a lot of ways to do it. I mean, you can close your eyes. You can think about your favorite place to be. You can... I don't know. I like using my energy to focus me. Like, I just try to throw it through my club and, like, that you know that Avatar movie where they connect up with their flying creature, uh-huh, and he becomes an avatar. So it's kind of like me in a golf club. I'm trying to connect with it so I can send all that energy into the head and just hit a golf ball as far as I can.
The guys like to trash talk. Do the ladies too?
Oh yeah. We nicely trash talk, but last year was my favorite. I tried to reach out to Sweden. I was like, all right, Sweden, let's go, because she actually won her third world title last year, and I was the defending champion, and I was like, come on, Sweden, bring it on. She's like, all right, America, let's do this. So it was really fun, and good love there.
All right, we are coming up on the break. I wish we had a little more time.
Thank you guys for having me so much, and I'm so glad to be a part of this Tee to Green out here at the Mile High Shootout.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA 5 Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about natural elements that inhibit shot success. And what I'm talking about is wind, rain, sun in your eyes. We've all heard that excuse, the sun was in my eyes. Well, interestingly enough, more shots are missed into the sun in golf than any other natural element. A couple of things that you need to be aware of when you're playing into the sun, and it happens a lot of times, obviously, late in the evening. Shorten your swing up. Make sure that you get the face of the club on the ball. Slow your swing down. Choose a club that's going to enable you to minimize the miss that's created by a poor shot. Do these things. I promise you, you'll hit more good shots into the sun.
For more on hitting those tough shots, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This is the show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenop, and a special edition of Tee to Green. Normally what we do at this, in this particular hour is replay the show that we recorded this from this morning that we did live. But we came back in. We had a recorded interview for you with Heather LeMaster that you just listened to for the first segment. But for the rest of the show here, Jerry and I are live because we are on the road in Denver at the 7th Annual Howard W. Massini Mile High Long Drive Championship, Park Hill Golf Course in Denver. The driving range is all set up. They've got the grid going. They've got long drivers in the tee boxes going three at a time, and we're in the open competition for the 2015 Mile High Long Drive Championship. It's double elimination. They're still in the process of eliminating players to get down to the final two, and the winner today takes home some $6,500. Jerry, we didn't have this to talk about this morning, but all of a sudden the wind and the weather is a factor here later today.
Yeah, we'll throw some numbers at you later on, and we're going to talk with Jeff Gavin here, who won the senior competition the other day, about how wind and conditions change the way they have to hit the ball and everything. But it took 405 yards just to qualify to get to today's final group of two dozen drivers, and no one's even reached 400 today because the wind has kicked up, and it's dead into their faces right now.
Yeah, right smack into their faces. A good strong headwind here in Denver. Park Hill Golf Course in northeast Denver, just off Colorado Boulevard. We're probably about 5, 6, 7 miles northeast of downtown Denver, if you're familiar with the Mile High City. Our guest is standing by. We're happy to have him back on Tee to Green. Jeff Gavin was last on in 2012 when he was the defending champion. He won here in Denver the previous year. He comes to us today as a defending champion because last year at the World Championships, he won the Senior World Championship. He's already won here this weekend. He is the senior champion of the Mile High Shootout. Unfortunately, he didn't do so good in the open competition, so it's good news, bad news. Bad news, he didn't do so good. Good news, he was able to be here with us because of that. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you guys?
So we're doing great. So let's just talk about your senior performance here. A couple of days ago, 456 yards. You won it by 4 yards. That's quite a drive.
Yeah, it was it was a great competition. Me and Jeff Critterton, who's hitting open right now still, we battled it out in the end. He was number two in the world open, the World Long Drive Championships last year. So we had a nice battle on the tee, and basically we hit the longest balls of the tournament so far there. No wind condition, but it's running hard pan there yesterday. Up here at elevation, you get a few extra yards out of it as well.
Yeah. How bummed is he that he hit at 452 and didn't win?
I think we were both happy at hitting those numbers because, without any wind, those were some really good pokes there that night. So, and we're not the youngest guys anymore either, but we can still bring it with the best.
Yeah, you've been on a good roll. As I said, you are the defending world champion as far as the senior division goes. What's going on right now? Why are you hitting the ball so good?
I don't know. I think you get a little older, you get a little more seasoned, and you got the speed still there. You have the the competition experience, and that kind of helps. My life kind of settled down the last few years. I got remarried, and life's been good. So that kind of helps to have the right background.
You stubbed your toe here today, though, huh?
Oh, I stubbed my toe in May. I tore my ankle in two pieces on my motorcycle, which wasn't very smart. So I was on crutches in mid-May to mid-June, and I wasn't practicing, obviously. So I'm really excited to come out here and hit the ball as well as I did, considering, I don't know, sometimes they say beware the hurt golfer, right? But today was a mistake. I made a bit of a mistake. I didn't really check my commitment or my equipment, and I had a broken head on the tee that I was hitting, and that kind of didn't help matters more. You start, you know, you hit a ball poorly, and you think, is it the swing or was it, or was something else? And I didn't really check the equipment, and it was cracked. So, you know, that kind of put a damper on things today, but I had a great weekend up until that point.
The first six, you hit all six out of bounds. Were any of those close?
Yeah, generally my misses are like down the line. So in this grid run so much in those early rounds, it was just, you know, calm conditions, but it rained last night, so they're not rolling as much. They were just down the line. But, I mean, really, I didn't put my best swings on it today, but I had to. I'm not going to, you know, make any excuses, but when you do the senior and the open, it's a lot of swings and coming off the injury and all. And I had a funny story about the flight coming down here. I got in at 2:30 p.m. to the airport. I missed my first flight, my fault. I got in at 2:30. Guy took me up to the airport, ran me right here, and the senior started at 4 o'clock. I've been traveling for about 12 hours on two different flights from Canada. So, yeah, I was really excited about how I puked with that, and I think it kind of caught up to me, that kind of, you know, you're a little stressed, you're like, oh, my God, am I going to make it or not? And so, it's been good.
We're talking with Jeff Gavin. He's the defending world senior long drive champion. He's from Hamilton, Canada. Jeff, we talked about the wind here kicking up for these guys now the rest of the day, it looks like here. When I was in running track and in sports, too, I always felt that into the wind hurt you more than with the wind helping you. Do you find that as a long drive competitor, and what do you do to control your ball a little different hitting into wind like this?
Yeah, with me, I'm a high ball hitter, so I think it might affect me a little more than others. And when it's downwind, I start smiling usually because I hit it high, and you know, I spin it maybe a hair more than some of the other guys. It's due to, you know, speed creates spin, so the harder swingers, it's a whole harder to control spin. So in these conditions here, you got a bit of a headwind, you feel it, you're like, in your mind, you're thinking swing harder, but that's the worst thing you can do because it's going to spin more, right? So you want to swing more controlled and keep that spin down, and, you know, you hope for a hop here and there because everyone, you know, there's so many guys here that are so close in numbers, you know, they're up in the, you know, the 210 ball speed area, and, you know, controlling that spin by 100 or 200 RPM could make the difference.
You're a mile high here. Do you change anything due to the altitude?
You know, I don't practice here, so it's hard for me to actually, you know, dial something in for this altitude. So I just hit what I normally hit, and obviously yesterday it worked out. You know, wasn't too much of a detriment, right? I think being away from the swinging for a couple of months kind of helped the mind too. It makes you hungry again, and you know, it was a good day.
So you were off for a couple of months?
Yeah, I was off. You know, I was off work for 2 months. They wouldn't allow me in there because it was really bad, and I still need, you know, my doctor says I need an operation to make it 100%. It wasn't really affecting my swing, though. You know, you don't take a couple Advil and you don't really think about it anymore. Going at night, nicer up. But, yeah, for long-term longevity, I'm going to probably need to get an operation this winter. I'm not looking forward to that. You never know what's going to happen with something like that, especially an ankle. But it's going to have to be done.
You got enough time to really rehab it before the Worlds?
I think it's getting stronger every day. And, you know, when it happened, it kind of improved some of the things that I do wrong in my swing because I wasn't able to get over, like, slide onto that side as hard, right? So I was actually staying behind the ball, which has been sort of a mistake I've been doing for, you know, many years, just being an athletic guy. I'm an ex-track and field guy as well. So, you know, my bottom end is really active. You know, I was a high jumper for a long time. So, you know, I wish I was a javelin thrower. I'd have a lot better. You really stick that left leg in, right? With high jump, I was a right foot takeoff guy. So, You're not doing that. You're not posting on that left side with my sport.
A lot more complicated than people think, right?
Now, when you're, you know, swinging as hard as you do here, it's not like golf anymore because, you know, it's you're on the very, you know, edge of it. People, you know, say, well, long drive and golf. No, they're not the same. Like comparing, you know, I might have made this analogy before with you guys, but comparing, you know, Formula One to drag racing.
I don't like sit-down dinners, I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H, don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about a knockdown shot. I know you've heard a lot about a knockdown shot. Here's how you hit it. Three things you must do. One is play the ball further back in your stance than you think. You need to play it behind your back foot. You need your hands way ahead of where the ball is. I like to say they cover the left knee at address. Thirdly, you need to lean towards your target. This will help give you leverage and help ensure proper contact with a golf ball. If you want to add one thing to this shot, you must finish low to keep the ball flight low. That's a very desired part of any knockdown shot. Don't quicken the pace of your swing when you're trying to hit a knockdown shot. That will only complicate matters.
For more on taking some strokes off of your game, visit the website, teetogreenradio.com, or check in with your local PGA professional.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers, Tee to Green, the Golf Show, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Bucknell, Scott Cuddy, Master Control, and our guest is, you can hear him talking, Jeff Gavin. You know, we just got a photo taken, just got a picture taken.
Sure did. And Heather LeMaster doing all kinds of duties.
Yeah,
she was a guest on the show. She's spotting for the drivers here today, and now she's taking our photo. She's a gal of all talents here.
Where we are is at Park Hill Golf Course in Denver, the driving range, which is hosting this year's Howard W. Mussini Mile High Long Drive Championship, Park Hill Golf Course in Denver. The open competition is well underway. It started about 9:30, 9:45 this morning. And unfortunately for Jeff Gavin, our guest, he didn't make it. It was double elimination. He hit six balls out of bounds the first time around. Then when he had a chance to redeem himself, he did better, but just got nosed out. And so he's on the radio right now with us, talking a little long drive competition. Jeff, this is the last event before the World Championships, which this year are going to be in Thacker, Oklahoma. They moved it out of Mesquite. When you come to an event like this and you got a month and a half or so to prepare for the Worlds, do you do anything in an event like this to prepare for that, or do you just come out here try to keep your chops up, so to speak, and then get ready for Worlds?
Well, yeah, like it was good in the senior, especially in the final. We had a best 2 out of 3 match play, and the World Championships are going to be match play also this year from 64 down, so it's going to be in a different format from before. So it was good to get into a nice match play event or a match with Jeff, one of the best guys out there right now. So that was a good little tune-up for me for the Worlds. But for this, I think the guys are all just trying to concentrate on doing what they need to do to win this event, to come home and get some confidence under the belt.
And at the Worlds, you'll be competing against pretty much the same guys you've been competing with for years, even before you got to the senior competition, right?
Yeah, I've been competing with all these guys, since 2003, so, I know everybody, except for some of the new guys, actually, that come out. Those are the guys I, go down and introduce myself, meet them and help them out if they want any questions or anything like that. I mean, I'm sure everyone's got their own idea of how to make the ball go far, though.
The numbers in golf fluctuate as far as, there's that low ebb a few years, and now I think we're getting a few more people coming back to the game of golf in general. What are the long drive competitor numbers like? Is the sport growing?
I think, the last few years it's been, it's hard for me to say because the events have been, there's been more events, I think, to go to. Over the past few years, a lot of guys have been taking upon themselves to put the independent events, which is great. It keeps the sport going. We need that in this sport too, because it's not super recognized. You see it on TV once a year. Everyone will go, that's great. They love watching it. Like, I wish there's more of that on TV, but then you don't see it another, it's like the Olympics. You see it for a little bit and then it's gone and no one thinks about it anymore, right? Except for golfers who want to hit the ball further all the time, so.
You're going to Oklahoma this year for the first time for the Worlds, moved from Mesquite. Has anybody seen the grid in Oklahoma? Is it brand new? Is there an edge or an advantage for anybody there?
Well, they had one event at this the Windstar, I believe it's called the Windstar Casino in Oklahoma, this year. But where we're going to be hitting is going to be a new grid. They're building a new grid for the world, so it's not going to be the same place that they were hitting on. So I don't know if there's going to be an advantage at all for anyone. Maybe they know where to eat dinner and what room to stay in, which is better. The one that has the bar fridge, I don't know.
There you go.
long drive champion, the senior world champion, 2014, will go back to defend his title. How different is it when you are the defending champ versus just going back to try to win it?
I don't know. It's my first time. Well, actually, I've been, come to defending camps on smaller events, but never at the world. So I think I'll be, I'm going to be relaxed. You know, you have the title already under your belt, but, you know, you can't be too relaxed. I'm looking forward to do the Open as well because we're going to have a bit of time in between, and you'll be able to rest up for that. I'm exempt into the top 64 in the Open, so there's 32 guys that are going to be exempt into the Open, and then there's going to be 32 spots that the guys have to qualify for at the event earlier in that week. So I'm going to be right into the match play, and also I'll have a bit of time on the grid because I was in the senior as well. So I'm looking forward to that. Should be a nice warm-up in the senior and then get into the Open because I can still bring it with these guys, and be nice to win both.
Yeah. Now, I see you, some of the guys, you're wearing the crank on the hat,
yeah.
Crank equipment, crank gear. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Crank. What's that?
Well, Crank is a company out of Arizona. The owner is a good friend of mine, Lance Reeder, and he's been really one of the best supporters of long drive in the last, you know, I don't even know how many years. It's been many years, at least 10 years anyway. So he's put a lot of effort, time, and money into making some of the best heads out there that hold up to our speeds, which is one of the biggest problems we have with breakage. And even today, like some of his heads, they cracked, but I put a lot of balls on those, and that was my fault for not. I had backups, but I didn't check. So, but they're a great company. They really support long drives, and there's a lot of guys hitting them.
How many drivers do you go through a year? Any idea?
Yeah, probably like 10 drivers a year. I would say something like that. I mean, and then, you know, leading up to the Worlds, you know, I'll get a fresh batch and put a few balls on each of them just to work them in a bit because you don't want to hit a dead fresh head because, you know, there are quality control. You know, you put a 150-mile swing speed and maybe this head you know, has a little flaw in it and you don't want it to break when you first swing on the tee box. But, yeah, you put a few balls. So, you know, probably 15 drivers in a year.
So you go home, you practice. What do you do to get ready for Worlds?
I don't practice so much right now. Probably, you know, get back in the gym lightly, nothing crazy, just to activate the muscles again, do some, you know, they call it the core work. But, you know, I just go do a lot of isometric weights where you're not moving them so much. You just static holds and keeps you supported because you want to just stabilize, right? You want to swing it so hard, you stabilize the body and let everything fly.
That's Jeff Gavin, Hamilton, Ontario, headed to the Worlds in Oklahoma in mid-October. Jeff, good luck out there. Go out and win both the senior and the Open. That'd be cool.
I'm going to give it my best shot, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's been great.
Thanks for coming by today. Jeff Gavin, the senior winner here at the Mile High Long Drive Championship. Jerry's been over looking at the leaderboard, I guess, so to speak, and he's got some scores for us.
I guess you could call it that. They have whittled it down to the 12 remaining players. They will have a few more rounds where they'll be hitting against each other. They will whittle the 12 players that are left down to 8, and then they'll have match play. Just like bracketed, like the match play championship on the PGA Tour. And some of the guys that have advanced is Trent Scruggs, who won the Open competition here 2 years ago, a young fella. He has hit the longest ball today at 397 yards. So we were talking, you know, Jeff cranked it out at 450 the other day. Plus to win it. No one's hit it 400 today into the wind. And Trent hit earlier in the day, and right now the guys that advanced through the final couple groups, I think 365 or something like that was as far as they've been able to poke it into the wind. A couple other guys that have made the final 12 here, Kevin Shook, we've had him on the show one of these past years, and Jeff Crittenden, who was the runner-up to Jeff Gavin in the senior competition on Friday. He has made it to the final 12 here, too. So it's got about an hour and a half left of to finish this all off with the final 12, and then we'll get our 2015 winner here for this.
Warming up here, but the wind hasn't died down very much. This morning there wasn't any wind, and just about everybody was hitting the ball 400 or better. Now into the wind, nobody can get it over 400. Jeff Gavin goes, what, about 6'3", 6'4", maybe 220?
Ish, yeah, and, probably something like that.
But Scruggs, Trent Scruggs is a smaller guy, so it helps, I guess, if you're big, but it's not the main thing or the key factor.
Well, you know, golf, as far as especially hitting the golf ball off the tee, it's all about timing and rhythm. I mean, you can look at the women's tour, especially some of the longer hitters. Yanni Sen, you know, comes to mind. You know, she's certainly not big. And golf is so much timing and rhythm and squaring up your driver face or your club face as far as hitting the ball long and straight. And, I mean, you talk about this group of guys out here. You know, we've got Trent Scruggs, who's maybe 5'9", and we've got guys that, are 6'6 or 6'8 out here, too. And interesting, you know, some of these guys, the way they, attack the ball, let's put it that way. If, people that are watching the PGA this afternoon, Peter Costas will have the swing vision up and he'll be, analyzing swings. I'd like to see what Peter would say about some of these guys' swings here if he was out here.
I think the swing vision machine might explode.
It might. I don't know if it can keep up with the club hits these guys generate.
And some of the approaches, some of the swings you see out here might be a modified Happy Gilmore.
Some guys, take a little step with that front leg, and you certainly don't see that, on a tour swing. But it's a different sport. It's golf, but it's really a different sport. It's about distance as much as anything. Of course, you got to be accurate, but it's a whole different world out here.
I thought Jeff had a great comparison. He said, it's like the difference between drag racing and auto racing. It's racing, but it's two different things.
Yeah, it really is.
That's long drive versus regular golf. Long drive, a lot of fun. If you get a chance to, I know you probably watch it on TV, but there's nothing like seeing it in person. If you get a chance to do that, attend a long drive event near you, and you will enjoy yourself. It is a lot of fun.
And watch the ball disappear.
Watch the ball, yeah.
You won't see it land.
Yeah. And not disappear because it's landed in the bushes. We will take a break, and Jerry's going to come back and take us on tour when Tee to Green continues from Denver and the Park Hill Golf Course and the Mile High Long Drive Shootout.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
TD Green continues. Another hour just flying by. Not done yet. Jerry here to take us on tour.
And as soon as people are done listening to us, they can flip over to CBS as they will be starting their coverage of the final round of the PGA Championship from Whistling Straits. I hope someone got, a lot of you listeners got to watch some of it yesterday. Just riveting golf yesterday. Low scores. This isn't the U.S. Open, that's for sure, as far as scoring goes. Jason Day, a long-time major championship contender. Maybe today is his breakthrough day where he'll finally get that first win. He's at minus 15 after his 66 yesterday. Two better than Jordan Spieth. They'll be in the final group, and they'll have thousands of people watching them, do you suppose?
Yes.
Following that group, Brendan Grace and Justin Rose are at minus 12. Martin Keimer at 11 under, and then Tony Finau and Matt Jones at minus 10. Grace and Keimer playing together yesterday, a combined 15 under. I don't ever remember seeing that in major championship golf. The women are in two locations in Oregon. The LPGA is at the Portland Classic. Brooke Henderson, the young Canadian, 17 years old now, is at minus 18, five ahead of Morgan Pressel, lapping the field right now. Sandra Gall, Carolyn Masson, and Candy Kung all chasing. And the women's amateur, also in Oregon at the Portland Golf Club, last year's semifinalist Hannah O'Sullivan going one better this year. She's made it to the final. She was a one-up winner over Mathilde Capelier of France. Sierra Brooks beat Bethany Wu 4-2 yesterday.
Thanks to Jeff Gavin for joining us this hour, and thanks to our good friend Derek Hines for hosting us here at the Mile High Long Drive Championship, back at the Bradmore next week. Till then, for Jerry, I'm Jay. Hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.
Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I'm knocking out all bums. Check out Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.